The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
We have finally arrived in the 21st century. Modern technology has given us incredible inventions, from robots to computers, from cell phones to cars and more. But are we genuinely happy? Does our kind of success give us true satisfaction and fulfillment? In spite of our progressive world, many feel like failures. Can you be a success in spite of your circumstances? Yes, you can, if you apply the 7 laws of success. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores the 7 laws of success. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Have you ever felt like a failure? Have you ever felt like giving up and throwing in the towel? Well, I have news for you. God Almighty created human beings for a purpose, and He desires everyone on earth to be a true success in life. You have an awesome potential and destiny. Your Bible reveals that faithful servants of Jesus Christ will inherit the kingdom of God, eternal life, and eventually the entire universe as glorified, immortalized children of God. That is God's purpose for you and for all humanity. But human beings are now learning lasting lessons written in blood, pain, suffering, and death. They will ultimately conclude that man's way will end up in total disaster. But the good news is that Jesus Christ will return to save mankind from destroying itself. He'll teach a new way of life that'll give peace and prosperity to all nations and peoples. And those who apply those biblical principles will experience joy beyond their wildest dreams. That's what the Bible promises for the future. The citizens of tomorrow's world will learn true success, just as genuine Christians of today are experiencing true success. On today's program, we'll discuss the 7 laws of success. These are laws that will be taught in the millennium. They are laws that are biblically based. They work, and they produce true success. The problem with today's worldwide society is that it mainly ignores the teachings of the Bible. It goes its own way, like lost sheep. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 14 and verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Mankind has generally been banging his head against the wall and wondering why it hurts. The ways this world have gone are just ending in death. But there is a way that leads to life. In the Gospel of John, Jesus made this encouraging statement, John 10 and verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. As we pointed out in the previous program, true success in this life comes from applying the spiritual principles. As Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. True success in this life comes from biblical precepts and godly attitudes. That includes the attitude of serving, as Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 11. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. True success includes the attitude of giving. Acts 20, verse 35 tells us, it is more blessed to give than to receive. True success comes from an intimate relationship with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. We have that inspiring promise in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. As you apply the laws of success, as you grow in knowledge and the ability to serve others, you can help others into the kingdom of God. The 7 laws of success were defined and popularized by a longtime servant of God, Herbert W. Armstrong. As a businessman in the early part of the last century, he investigated extensively why some businesses succeeded and others failed. He later wrote the book on the seven laws and applied the spiritual dimension to them. I personally learned of them over 40 years ago, and they've helped me immeasurably through my life. Over 20 years ago, I taught at summer church youth camps. Campers who were then teenagers have since told me 10 or 20 years later, the seven laws of success have helped them through their growing years. These laws can make a vast difference in your life. But as Mr. Herbert Armstrong wrote, quote, most people have not followed a single one of the seven basic laws of success, end of quote. What then are the seven laws of success? Law number one is set the right goal. Successful people know that to accomplish anything of value, one needs to set goals. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there. There are long-term goals and short-term goals. My lengthy to-do list acts as a mini-goal list. But the goal you set must be important enough to motivate you. Do you really want to achieve your goal? Perhaps you have a specific career in mind. There are various aptitude tests and interest inventories to help you decide. Learn all you can about the career you may be considering, but realize also that you may have more than one career in a lifetime. I've been privileged to be a transportation engineer, a surveyor, a radio announcer, a college professor, and a college administrator. God will give you opportunities. Ask Him to guide you. Remember the wonderful promise in Matthew 7 and verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. And do you know what the most important goal is? Turn in your Bible to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Here Jesus was instructing his listeners that they need not anxiously worry about food and clothing, that if God provides food for the birds of the air, He'll much more provide food for His children. Jesus was saying that all of the necessities humans worry about are secondary to the most important goal of all. Matthew 6, verse 33. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Yes, your ultimate destiny is the kingdom of God. Faithful Christians will be born into that kingdom at the return of Christ. They'll be glorified, immortalized, spirit sons of God, ruling with Christ here on earth, just as He promised. We've described that ultimate destiny on several previous programs. Once you're committed to that goal, then all other needs will be added, as Jesus said. And He said we should seek God's righteousness. The Bible teaches the difference between right and wrong. And God's righteousness includes loving Him wholeheartedly and loving your neighbor as yourself. In order to be a success, we set goals. But to be a true success for life and eternity, we need to set the right goal. We need to be committed to it, and we need to visualize it. Success law number one is set the right goal. Law number two is education and preparation. What knowledge do you need to achieve your goal? What preparations must you make? If you're choosing a career as a craftsman, for example, you'll need to work as an apprentice before you can be a journeyman. If you have a good teacher, you might even learn faster. One should never stop learning, but make sure that the knowledge you are learning is true knowledge and not false education. I had the privilege of teaching at Ambassador College for over 20 years. Its cornerstone precept was, "The Word of God is the foundation of knowledge." As Jesus stated in His prayer to the Father, John 17:17, "Your word is truth." As we've challenged our viewers before, you need to prove whether the Bible is the Word of God, because the most important knowledge is spiritual. In fact, we're told in the book of Proverbs that true knowledge begins with awe, reverence, and acknowledgement of God as the source of wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 1 and verse 7. The fear of the eternal is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And again in Proverbs 9 and verse 10, the fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The second law of success is education and preparation. True Christians apply the second law of success in preparing for the coming kingdom of God. John the Baptist was commissioned to prepare people for Christ's first coming, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, as it states in Luke 1 and verse 17. Now we're striving to prepare a people for Christ's second coming. Are you preparing? Are you growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, as it says in 2 Peter 3:18? To reach your goal, you need to educate yourself and prepare to achieve that goal, whether physically or spiritually. The second law of success is education and preparation. Law number three is very important, one that many are failing to apply. We'll discuss that law in a minute. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled The Seven Laws of Success. This information is vital to your growth and development. Your children need to understand and apply these principles of success as well. This audio tape will give you the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program, and you'll be able to review these strategies at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, The Seven Laws of Success. There's no cost or obligation. You can also order the tape on our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we saw that true success comes through setting the right goal. Jesus emphasized in Matthew 6:33 that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The second law of success is education and preparation. Now the third law of success is good health. Good health contributes to productivity and achievement. How healthy are you? Do you have energy and vigor to work hard? Do you have the well-being to accomplish? Of course, we can be handicapped by our environment. We've come to expect pollution in our 21st century. We have polluted our air, water, and food. According to a report by the USGS, the United States Geological Survey, quote, 81% of the nation's fish communities are adversely affected by poor water quality and other threats, end of quote. Now science has introduced genetically modified food products. Europeans have protested, calling them Frankenfood. The Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair, has pledged, quote, that no GM, genetically modified food, would be put on the market in Britain without going through the most rigorous safety assessments in the world, end of quote. It may be difficult to obtain genuinely organic food and pure drinking water, but we must do the best we can. You might even consider starting your own vegetable garden. Our fast food, high fat, high sugar diet mentality is not the steady diet God intended for humans. In addition to a good diet, regular exercise is important. The Apostle Paul told the evangelist Timothy, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." That's from 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. Again, the Bible emphasizes the spiritual dimension in our lives as priority. But we have a responsibility to honor God in our bodies and in our spirit, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. Over the years, Dr. Meredith has emphasized the seven laws of radiant health. They include maintaining a positive and tranquil mind, avoiding accidents, and ensuring adequate rest. You'll be able to produce more effectively and efficiently if you have good physical fitness. The third law of success is good health. Law number four is drive. Mr. Herbert Armstrong called this an all-important law. He wrote, quote, you will always find that the executive head of any growing successful organization employs drive. He puts a constant prod on himself. He not only drives himself, he drives those under him, else they might lag, let down, and stagnate. End of quote. Yes, we have to put a prod on ourselves to move. We have to discipline ourselves not to be distracted from our goal with procrastination and laziness, or by spending too much time in distraction and entertainment. I remember reading years ago a book entitled The Technique of Getting Things Done by Donald A. Laird. He cited some extreme inventions or measures by some to ensure getting up in the morning. One invented a rocking bed that began rocking gently and increased in range to throw the sluggard out of bed in the morning. Another connected an alarm system to a pan of water over his head to encourage him to get up in the morning. One student tied a string to his finger, strung it over a pulley, and dropped it outside his bedroom window where a night watchman had agreed to yank it in the morning. While those methods may be humorous or extreme, these individuals at least prodded themselves to get started when they didn't feel like it. Do you have drive? Do you prod yourself? The book of Proverbs gives us a graphic illustration. Proverbs, the 6th chapter and verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rice from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Proper rest is one of the laws of radiant health, but God warns against being slothful and lazy. The ant, in this case, keeps moving a little grain or food or a grain of sand and accomplishes much over a long period of time. The fourth law of success is drive. The fifth law of success is resourcefulness. Mr. Armstrong called this the emergency law. Perhaps the road ahead to your planned career or goal looks clear and smooth, but life often meets us with unexpected obstacles. You may suddenly face a financial problem or a health emergency. What are you going to do? I've learned over the years that when a crisis suddenly confronts me, to investigate alternatives and options, what resources are available. Of course, the first thing to do in any serious emergency is to ask for God's help. Remember the time Jesus came walking on the water to his disciples? Peter wanted to do the same. So Jesus told Peter here in Matthew 14 and verse 29, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." It seems that humans often overlook the obvious when they're in trouble. They don't even think of asking God for his help, unless they're pretty desperate. In this case, Peter quickly cried out for help. And what does it say in verse 31? "And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" Ask God to save you out of your predicament, but be sure to do your part and search out all the resources available. Don't just give up. Ask for wise counsel. Proverbs 15 and verse 22. "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." Consider all the resources at your disposal. Public libraries, for example, provide a wealth of information and references that may be of help in achieving your goal. But the greatest resources are spiritual. Seek God's wisdom from the Bible and seek His help in prayer. The fifth law of success is resourcefulness. The sixth law of success is perseverance or stick-to-itiveness. The stock market crash of 1929 sent businessmen into depression and poverty. Many gave up and committed suicide. They may have applied five laws of success, but failed to apply the sixth law of success, to persevere. During World War II, when the future looked gloomy for Great Britain, Prime Minister Winston Churchill spoke on October 29, 1941 at Harrow School. He inspired his audience to persevere. He stated, quote, "Surely from this period of 10 months, this is the lesson. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 in nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. We stood all alone a year ago, and to many countries it seemed that our account was closed, we were finished. End of quote. I've had to tell myself on many occasions when I faced failure, never give up, never give up, never give up. Once you set the right goal, commit yourself to achieve that goal. There are many examples in the business world and sports world of persevering individuals. The famous inventor, Thomas Edison, worked diligently to perfect an alkaline battery. He had failed thousands of times before succeeding. Edison said, quote, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that it won't work," end of quote. But he did finally succeed. Every year, thousands swim, bicycle, and run the triathlon. Thousands more run the marathon and international competition. These events test one's total endurance. One of Canada's heroes, Terry Fox, began a run across Canada in April 12, 1980 to raise money for cancer research. Terry had lost his right leg above the knee due to bone cancer, but he persevered in running 5,373 kilometers, or over 3,100 miles, before lung cancer halted his marathon of hope. The National Library of Canada notes this, quote, "Today, his heroic perseverance is commemorated through numerous awards, research grants, and an annual fundraising run held in 60 countries in his name," end of quote. God has called all of us to persevere. Those who respond to God's calling are in a spiritual race. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is called the faith chapter. These are the successful men and women of faith. Chapter 12 encourages us to remember their example and to look forward to the final goal. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Apply the sixth law of success. Run the race with endurance or patience, as the King James Version has it, or perseverance, as the NRSV translates it. Never give up. Run the race of life with perseverance. The sixth law of success is perseverance or stick-to-itiveness. Now, you can apply all six laws of success and fail if you do not apply the seventh law of success. The seventh law of success is the most important law of all. We'll discuss that in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free audio tape of this program entitled The Seven Laws of Success. This is vital information to your future and your happiness. It'll also be helpful to your children and other members of your family. This audio tape will help you in your study of the Bible. You'll have the opportunity to review the biblical references and quotes we've shared with you on this program. And you'll be able to do it at your own convenience and in your own time. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape, The Seven Laws of Success. There's no cost or obligation. You can also order this free audio cassette on our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation if you call this toll-free number. 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Billions of human beings are now pursuing false success. They may even be practicing six of the seven laws of success in their desire for this world's success. But the right goal, is the kingdom of God. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You need the vital seventh law of success for true success. The seventh law of success is God's continual guidance. You may ask, how can I have God's continual guidance? The answer is, if God is calling you to understand His truth, you need to respond to that calling and seek Him. As you read your Bible, you'll find priceless promises. One of them is found here in Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek the Eternal while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Eternal, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. As you begin to pray, as you begin to change your whole way of life to God's way of true success, He will forgive you through the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. God has promised that He will have mercy on you and pardon you if you repent and seek Him. Another promise of God's guidance, among many such promises, is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5. Trust in the Eternal with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. God will direct your paths and guide you through life to fulfill your human potential and your ultimate destiny. When you come to a crossroads, when you're faced with decisions, pray and ask for God's will to be done in your life. As Jesus promised us in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The seventh law of success is God's continual guidance. We encourage you to apply all seven laws of success. If you do, you'll come to find the true abundant life Jesus promised in John 10:10. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the amazing truths of the Bible. The Bible gives us eternal principles for loving God and loving our neighbor, and it reveals the wonderful future for all humanity under the kingdom of God. You'll want to know what Bible prophecy reveals for the future. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.